With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Lawmakers are heading for the exits following a failed Senate vote Thursday, all but guaranteeing the Department of Homeland Security shuts down early Saturday morning. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats surely cannot believe the White House would give in to all their demands.
Democrats are never going to get their full wish list. That's not the way this works. Republicans, for example, will not agree to measures that make it impossible for officers or law enforcement officers to do their jobs. But Democrats can build on the measures that Republicans have already agreed to if they actually engage in serious negotiations with the White House.
The bill was rejected 52-47, short of the 60 votes needed for passage. European allies at NATO on Thursday are downplaying concerns that the United States has stepped back from its leadership role of the world's biggest security organization. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
NATO defense ministers gathered at the NATO headquarters in Brussels. There was one face that was missing, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. His no-show came after Secretary of State Marco Rubio skipped the last meeting of foreign ministers. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius told reporters he's not disappointed.
It is his decision and his duties he has to fulfill.
The Trump administration has also pulled back from Ukraine, stopping deliveries of money and guns. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Environmental Protection Agency has revoked a key scientific finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 669 points, the Nasdaq dropped 469. This is SRN News. Christians still support President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that white evangelicals remain perhaps his strongest constituency. About 70% of them like the way the president is doing his job, and nearly 60% support all or most of his policies and actions. However, there has been some slippage from the early days of Mr. Trump's second term, when 66% of white evangelicals say they backed all or most of his policies. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is planning to withhold some public health and transportation money from a group of Democratic-led states over their continued promotion of transgenderism and DEI. Full details have not been released, but the administration is reportedly looking at California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The governors of all four states say they've not received any communication from the Trump administration about the plans. This is SRN News. Google Meta pushed back on addiction claims in a landmark social media trial. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
At the core of a landmark social media case in Los Angeles is a 20-year-old identified only by the initials KGM. The plaintiff argues that Instagram owner Meta and Google's YouTube intentionally design addictive features that cause harm to children who use the products, comparing social media platforms to casinos and addictive drugs. An attorney representing YouTube and Google says that KGM's five-year average watch time was 29 minutes per day and just 1 minute 14 seconds using the infinite scroll feature on YouTube Shorts, noting that that can be disabled or modified to match a user's preferences. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.